Chapter 2. This was it. Smoke was crouched in the thick foliage on the edge of the Boko Haram camp, ready to spring into action. He and his Silverstone teammates had been tasked with taking out Shekau. The rest of the Nigerian security forces would be responsible for making sure the kidnapped girls weren't targeted by the terrorists, and taking out any of Shekau's supporters if they tried to fight back. Looking over at Gramps, Smoke waited for the signal. The plan was to enter the tent Shekau was holed up in from the back. They'd quickly slice through the canvas and take the leader out by any means necessary. Ideally, they'd be able to do so without the use of a gun, because the shot would alert his followers that they were under attack. But all four of them were ready for almost anything. Smoke had gotten his nickname because he was so good at getting in and out of tricky situations without anyone being the wiser. It had been said he could disappear like smoke. And Silverstone considered stealth their greatest asset. But with the 24 Nigerian security forces in place, who were jittery and on edge, they all knew this job would be anything but stealthy. As if to prove that point, before any of them could make a move, before Smoke could make good on his nickname, shots rang out from the other side of the campground. Their Nigerian comrades had obviously been spotted, and their plan to be stealthy was all shot to hell. Fuck, Gramps swore as the four of them left their positions, hurrying toward Shekau's tent. But just seconds after that first shot, the shit had already hit the fan. Bullets were flying from both the Nigerian police and the terrorists. Children were screaming and crying. A few of the girls fled into the jungle when the guards assigned to their tents abandoned their posts to focus on fighting the Nigerian security forces. The situation was complete chaos. It was nothing like what Silverstone was used to. They liked control in all things, and currently they had literally nothing under control. Smoke was doing his best to take out any threats as he moved as stealthily and quickly as he could, even while keeping an eye out for Shekau. Luckily for the team, the camp was in such a densely forested part of the jungle, they could remain mostly hidden until the last minute. But it also made it easier for the members of Boko Haram to hide and dodge bullets. Several yards out from Shekau's tent, Smoke saw the guards panic and flee their posts, running into the jungle. Then Shekau himself exited his tent, his expression one of rage as he shot off a few rounds with a pistol before running for the cover of the jungle.
"I'm going right," Gramps said via radio. "Smoke, go left. Eagle and Bull, stay on course. We need to make sure he doesn't veer in either direction and catch him before he disappears."
Smoke didn't bother to respond. He didn't need to. All four of them knew that if Shekau escaped, he'd just find another group of schoolgirls to kidnap in the future. This time bringing more guards to ensure any rescue attempt would fail. Peeling off to the left, Smoke weaved his way through the trees and saw the larger tents up ahead, still filled with girls who were too scared to run. He would approach from behind, then veer around, and hopefully Shekau would decide to turn toward the camp, running into Smoke in the process. Concentrating on scanning the area ahead of him, trying to make sure the coast was clear, Smoke wasn't watching where he was putting his feet. One second he was moving as quietly as he could, and the next, he was falling. His head smacked against the edge of a huge hole he'd stepped into as his body fell. Smoke didn't have time to swear or do anything to slow his fall before the wind was knocked out of him as he landed hard. His mouth opened and a grunt escaped, but it was the frightened feminine squeak that had him scrambling to his feet off the person he'd landed on top of. Smoke turned and looked down, shocked to the very marrow of his bones. He might not have the ability to remember every single person he saw, like Eagle did, but he knew without a doubt who he was looking at right that second. Molly Smith. She looked worse for the wear, but she was alive. Her hair was matted, and she appeared even more petite than in the photos he'd seen. The t-shirt she was wearing was filthy and filled with holes. The cargo pants on her legs were ripped, and she was barefoot. She was currently sitting motionless in the mud at the bottom of the hole he'd fallen into, looking up at him in clear confusion.
"Molly?"
Smoke asked, the disbelief easy to hear in his tone. At his question, the woman seemed to shake off her shock that he'd literally fallen on top of her, and she jumped to her feet. Jumped might have been an exaggeration. She put her hand on the wall of the hole and weaved.